Indigenous populations in Alaska and Australia are more vulnerable to flu. That's according to a study published last week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, scientists are using their finding to help Native populations fight flu in the future.
Hippocrates, the ancient Greek physician, first made note of the flu sometime around the year 400 BC.
So we know that Europeans have been exposed to the virus for centuries.
Katrin Kajeska is an associate professor of microbiology and immunology at the University of Melbourne in Australia. She says populations of European descent have developed more immunity to various strains of influenza over centuries because they haven't been nearly as isolated as Alaska Natives and the indigenous populations in Australia. She says special cells in the human bloodstream, known commonly as T cells, help humans develop immunity.
And because they recognize common features of different influenza strains, if a person has been exposed previously, it can have immunity against different and distinct influenza strains and subtypes.
So if some populations are never exposed to influenza, they may not develop the kinds of T cells required to fight off various strains of the virus. Kajeska says that's exactly what happened in 1918.
When we had an outbreak of the catastrophic Spanish influenza, and it is documented that there was a high morbidity within some isolated Alaskan villages, as well as the indigenous Australian population.
Last year, a new strain of influenza known as H7N9 emerged in China. It originated in birds, but spread to more than 140 individuals, and it had a high rate of mortality. Kajeska says it's not the first time a new strain of influenza has come out, and it's unlikely to be the last. That's why she and colleagues plan to use their findings to further research for vaccinations.
At the moment, what we are trying to research is whether we can develop a novel vaccine, maybe tailored to the indigenous populations, that would boost the universal T-cell immunity in those populations.
But Kajeska says a vaccine specific to Alaska Natives and Australia's indigenous population is still years away. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.